Guys, in line with our motto of the year, which is no grief for anybody, this video is to show you that people that sell Ishewu have no business with the heavenly race. Now, well, you order for your Ishewu and they tell you 15 minutes. That is when the houseboy of the Ishewu man has run to the market to go and buy the goat head, because they don't usually have the goat head ready. They have to go to the market. By this time, they've already told you 15 minutes and they've already used 20 minutes in the market to price the goat head that they will now use to make Ishewu. Now, at this point, you are calling the waiter, Alpha, where is my Ishewu? Where is my Ishewu? He will now tell you that, it's almost done, it's almost done. You will now ask him or her, how many minutes? They will tell you, small time remains. Meanwhile, that is when the Ishewu person is actually seasoning the meat. Now, at this point, 30 minutes have passed and you've already finished the drink that you had ordered to take with the Ishewu. So you don't have another choice than to order another round of drinks now. And at this point, they're telling you, don't worry, it's almost done. Then the sales girl will now tell you, let me call the kitchen. By the way, the black thing that is there is the goat brain. You will see the reason for it. Now, the house girl, I be the seller, I be the attendant, will tell you if she wants to call the kitchen to confirm how many minutes. She is not calling in the kitchen, or she will just go behind the counter and go and stay, because she knows that the Ishewu is never even done. And they will now come and tell you, it's almost ready, sir. Exercise a little patience. By this point, like this, the second bottle of drink that you have ordered has finished. Abi, now you are now forced to order the third bottle, and you are now hoping that the Ishewu is almost ready. Now, when the Ishewu gets to this point, now this is where they play you the second stage of scam. Guess what they do at this point? They bring water for you to wash your hand. Now, there is something coming about when they bring water to wash your hand. When they bring water to wash your hand, that's when your body now calms down. You feel the food is almost ready. By the way, what I'm using is called a tongue, and I'm putting it in the palm oil to yara the tongue. I don't know what that means in English. Anyway, this is the point where they bring the washing hand water for you to wash your hand, and you are excited and you feel it's almost there. Remember the goat brain that I had put? Now this is the goat brain. I am mashing it and I'm putting it here. Now back to the story. Now open your eye. By this time you have washed hand, you sat for another 15 minutes, that hand have dried, and they are telling you, oh God, we are sorry, it is because there was an order before you. Meanwhile, the person that is doing the show in the kitchen is just busy there. He's still gisting in the kitchen. They never even send you. At this point, you are tired. You have started being angry. You started telling them, do you know who I am? I will stand up and go. When I eat the show, I will not pay. They know that you are not going to go anywhere, because, I mean, have you seen the bouncer by the door? Have you seen the bouncer by the door? The bouncer will just carry you one hand like this and boom on the ground, and you will pay. They know that you will not do anything. All these things they are doing, you are just initial grab, you are just backing away. You will not do anything. At this point, you finish the third bottle of drink. That is when you now order for the full bottle of drink, because at this point you have tired. But then again, your longer throat will not allow you to go. So they've told you, it is almost done. I am going to the kitchen now to bring. Now this is where the greatest scam happens, where the issue where people will not enter heaven. Now they will carry one big drum and show you that's what they are putting in the show. Meanwhile, the big drum has a false bottom. So you see, it's exactly like this. So imagine they carry a big bowl or big drum, a big mortar. Meanwhile, that big mortar is not deep. They've put something on top to make it shallow, and they will now pack the shewu, and heap it. Even Mount Kilimanjaro will be jealous of the shewu. They will heap the shewu, and when you see them bringing it, coming in that drum, in that mortar, you'll be thinking it's Dorime. Meanwhile, the shewu is just on top of it. This is the greatest scam in Ishewu. This is the greatest scam in Ishewu. So now, see now, like this one now. See the way they heap it now. Like the way I heaped it, they heaped it, and you feel the Ishewu is plenty. You people should repent. Ishewu people, repent. Ishewu people, repent, so that people can go to heaven. Oh yeah, bye-bye.